This is not hype. I'm not loud and excited because I'm trying to hype you up or make you agree with me. Out of the overflow of my heart, my mouth is speaking. Because I know what it's like to be bound, and I know what it's like to be set free. It's not about stop doing this. That's not what this is about. I know a lot of people that don't eat donuts. That doesn't mean they're healthy. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone's in Christ, you know, say it. He's a what? You're right. All things have passed away because all things have become new. Man, I believed for a long time that it was, if anyone's in Christ, he is like a new creation. All things have passed away between all things are like new. Don't believe it's like new. There's greater hope. Like new is like this. Oh, sorry. All those mistakes you made, all that stuff you've done, all those lies you believe, all the tangled nets that you messed up. Here, I'll just untangle it. And some of us are believing that. The God wants to make us like new. No, he wants to make you new. You understand? I'm going to draw you a new picture. I'll write you a new page of notes. I will give you a new name, says the Lord. My name will be on your heart. Not like new, new. So wake up. It's not like new. There's greater hope. When you slip, when you fall, when you stumble, when you are making war, that doesn't change who you are. Don't let the enemy come in and tell you that lie. Victory is different than freedom, okay? So much of the church settles for just victory. Well, we walk in victory. The Lord's a victorious warrior. Freedom is a destination. Freedom is a promise. Freedom is a place where you can go. Freedom is distance from your enemy. It's peace on every side. We like settle for just like making war and trying to take down a castle and calling it victory and waiting a few months till another Goliath comes and we try and fight and sometimes we lose and we just rest in grace. And that grace is sufficient. His power is made perfect in weakness. And his grace is all that. But don't settle for just taking down the castle when Jesus says, come and take the whole country. Come and have dominion over all things. Come and rest in the freedom I have for you. This isn't a good idea. This is scriptural. Resist the devil and he'll flee. It was for freedom he set you free. And here's how you know. People say, well, how do you know when you're free? This is how I feel. This is what I know. This is what I've experienced. This is what 8 years feels like to me. The difference is this. When you're walking in freedom, you come against the lie that exists in the church. In the church, we talk about temptation as if it's synonymous with struggle. Temptation does not mean struggle. I can't find anywhere in scripture where it says temptation's removed and temptation will go away. I can't find it. But I can find a lot that says about walking in freedom where there's no struggle. You read about the temptation of Jesus where the devil came and said, do this, jump off this, and I'll do this, and you know. You think that he's struggling to like pull out the script? He's not. It's not a struggle. He knew who he was. He came with the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone. What does the Bible say? How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. God, I've hid your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. I keep just getting angry, honestly, that I read all these things that say, I want to be known as a struggler. Like, I'm going to struggle for my freedom and we wrestle not. I just want to be known as a wrestler. No, I want to be known as a lover. It's so different. I don't want to be known as a struggler. You don't need to be known as a struggler. Freedom is different than fighting everyday face-to-face combat. It's a heart transformation that says, I love you, Lord. You did it when you were falling in love with your spouse or your wife. You stayed up late. You did all that. You know what that love looks like. That's what it's like with the Lord. It's a love relationship where the things of earth have no grip on you. Freedom comes when the self dies. Victory is the process of dying. Freedom is when you're dead. The price of freedom is death. The fruit of freedom is life.